Among the many stories from the early life of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, one which is often overlooked is that of Sayyida Halima Sa'diyya radhiyallahu anha, the foster mother of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In that day and age, in that time, Bedouin women would travel to Makkatul Mukarrama seeking babies to nurse them in exchange for some money, for an income. Most of them, upon arriving in Makkatul Mukarrama and upon hearing about this orphan child, most of them avoided that child. His name was Muhammad. His mother's name, Amina. His father has passed away. Why? Because if a child was an orphan, was without father, then which father is going to pay them? How much will they be paid? But Sayyida Halima Sa'diyya radhiyallahu anha, despite her poverty, she found nobody. So she says, let me at least return with something. And the husband, he approves. Go seek him out. From the moment Sayyida Halima Sa'diyya radhiyallahu anha takes him, blessings begin to shower upon them. She had a weak donkey which was left behind on the way to Makkatul Mukarrama. That same donkey outran the other animals. Her barren animals began to produce milk. Her home, once silent with hunger, was now filled with ease, peace, and serenity. She would later say that we have never seen a blessing or experienced a blessing like we did during the time Muhammad was with us. This was Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. No ordinary person, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, they just didn't know this. This story is, yes, it's a miracle itself, but it's not just a miracle, it's a lesson. That sometimes we overlook, or sometimes the entire world overlooks what they have before them. And sometimes the one the world overlooks is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. Treat every soul with dignity. You never know whose presence carries divine barakah. Those, the prophets, the companions, the tabi'un, the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about whom we have read in our books, may not be with us today physically, but we do have some awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us today, if you understand what I mean. So let's honor those that we do have with us, and also those who are around us, those who are near us, our parents, our siblings. Let's respect and honor them too, inshallah ta'ala. Let's not overlook anyone, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can forgive a person through the mother. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of the father. Jannah lies below the feet of the mother. Respect and honor all people, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.